I must confess, I do not jump up and down with joy whenever I am reminded that I need to forgive my enemies. Perhaps you can relate to that. It's something I always must do, and if I don't forgive right away, I sense the Lord drawing me closer to Himself and reminding me to forgive just as He forgave me. It's not a natural thing for me to do. Frankly, it's because it is supernatural, because Jesus enables me to do it. You and I need to remember that, quote, the Lord has freely forgiven you, so must you also forgive, unquote. That comes directly from Colossians 3, verse 13. A few things to remember, especially when people are commonly getting together at Christmas time with relatives and friends, co-workers, etc. We need to remember this, that we need to give forgiveness. We need to give forgiveness near Christmas. Let's remember this. Wounded people wound people. Remember to forgive and love others just as Jesus forgives and loves you. It's only with His Holy Spirit in us that we can do that. We all, I'm including myself, we all need to lean on Him today. Psalm 130, verse 4, includes a powerful reminder, quote, but there is forgiveness with you, just what man needs, that you may be reverently feared and worshipped, unquote. God never asks us to do something unless He enables us to do it. That really is something that is on my heart to share today, that God never asks us to do something unless He enables us to do it. Let's remember that as we conclude this time together, focusing on this week's devotional. And let's remember that such truth in God's Word is always possible through His Spirit in us, doing the work in and through us. And that includes forgiving our enemies. Jesus said in Matthew 6:12, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven, left, remitted, and let go of the debts, and have given up resentment against our debtors. Unquote. Now that is the amplified version of an excerpt from the Lord's Prayer, which He shared with us, so that we as human beings can pray and follow His example of prayer for us. Of course, He was sinless, the sinless Son of God, and yet He was willing to bear our sins on the cross and die in our place and give us an example of forgiveness, even when He Himself had never sinned against anyone. He was willing to forgive. Think about that. That is such tremendous, inexpressible love. How dare we not forgive others when we think about it that way? Let me reread that from Matthew 6:12. Quote, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven, left, remitted, and let go of the debts, and have given up resentment against our debtors. To that I pray, yes, Jesus, help me, Jesus. Do this through me, Lord Jesus. Let's pray together and release our enemies into God's hands. Release the anger, the hurt, the rejection, the persecution of our hearts. Let's just submit ourselves to the Lord and ask Him to help us forgive our enemies. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for sending Jesus, to die in our place, and we thank you that you're willing to forgive us as we trust in Jesus. We rely on you, Lord Jesus, for salvation. We repent of our sins. We are so sorry. Please forgive us for all our sins and help us to forgive others just as you have forgiven us. Please equip us to do that so that we can be your vessels of love at Christmas time and all the time. I pray right now for those who have been sorely wounded, who have been hurt, and handling that hurt with anger or resentment. I pray that you would set them free from that, that you would touch them where it hurts and heal them in their hearts, that you would draw them close to yourself and remind them of your love and of your equipping grace. Lord, please use us to give forgiveness this Christmas. Help us to share you and enjoy you, and help others discover what it really means to know you and to have you in our hearts. We welcome you into our Christmas and into our hearts forever. Lord Jesus, we love you and ask that you would help us to love you and others the way you command. We just cast all our cares upon you. We pray for our enemies that you would bless them with a true knowledge of you, that they would know you and be transformed by you, that you it would bless them with a personal relationship with Jesus, and that you would help us to not look at them, but to look at you. We thank you for our loved ones. We thank you for blessing us so much in so many ways, and that we accidentally ignore those blessings and forget to thank you when we are so concerned with what someone has done or said that was not good. So help us to remember the good things and to thank you for the good things, Lord. We love you and worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. I know this is going to be a challenge, but we all need to pray for our enemies. We need to pray that God would bless them with a true knowledge, a true work in their hearts. Because obviously if they have been mistreating others, they definitely need to know God's love in the deepest possible way and be transformed by him. So let's pray that God would bless them in that way. And let's also remember to not let our enemies shift our eyes off the best friend, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have prayer requests, feel free to send them for extra prayer support 24/7. You can send them at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. God bless you, my friends, and remember that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that he is still loving you no matter what.